Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Machine Against the Rage, everybody. Machine Against the Rage, take it away. Perfect, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. That's our friend over there, Machine Against the Rage. I asked him to play my wedding song, so he did. I'm a married man now, so now you get to hear that on the podcast instead of 2.5 years of I'm an engaged man. So here's the thing about getting married. Once you're married, everything changes. Here's how you know that. So this talk show, this is what I do. This is one of the things that I do. It's what I love. It's my Yeezus, and we'll get to Yeezus in a quick second. But marriage, oh boy, marriage changes everything. Here's how it changes everything, right? So you get married, and then all of a sudden the past just pops up. The past just attacks you. You get Don Draper, man. You can't escape who you are. We are all Dick Whitmans in this room right now. We're not Don Drapers. We're Dick Whitmans. We all stole identities in the Korean War. Anyways, sometimes you're on your honeymoon, and you're having like a romantic evening, just full of romance and bros, and it's delightful, and you get a text message from the past. About 15 months ago, we had a show here, and that show has become infamous in a way that I never wanted. What happened at the show was we had a guest DJ instead of a house band. So what he would do is he would play songs between the acts, and he was just doing a remarkable job. And after this one comic, he played the Basement Jack song, "Where's Your Head At?" Now, if you've heard the podcast, you'd wondering, why did he just play "Where's Your Head At?" And why is everyone laughing out loud a lot? Because we cut an entire segment out of the podcast. Now, two people in the world have that segment. Their names are Adam Friedland and Jen Tisdale. They have that segment because they were on said show. That segment featured a man having a nervous breakdown on this stage. And when I say having a nervous breakdown, I mean he attacked every single race, gender, and everything else that is holy and or sacred in the world. I'm not going to say his name, but he texted me on my honeymoon. "I thought I asked you not to release this." I was dumbfounded because this happened 15 months ago. I started to read my emails because I don't check emails on a honeymoon. Apparently an open micer from like some 20-year-old kid from University of Maryland got the audio of that show and wrote horrible things about this one performance in a way that was both hilarious and demeaning to everyone, and it made my life so much better. It made me like realize this is why I got married, because I never wanted to forget the past. So what we try to do on this show is I try to give different types of people forums to talk about what they care about, what they love about. And that's why we have a talk show. We have a guest, we have a comic, and we have a band. Now, tonight, I don't think we're going to have to cut entire segments out of the show, and I don't think we're going to get bloggers 15 months later. That being said, all I want to talk about is Yeezus. There's this new Kanye West record. It's called Yeezus. It's the best. It's not a very good record, but it's a very important record. I'm going to list it as my favorite record of the year. He talks about fisting people in a black power way, and it's hilarious and awesome. Now, he's either a genius, which I think he is, or retarded. And when I say retarded, I mean that in the way that it's meant to be said. So that being said, this is our Yeezus tribute show, everybody. Machine Against the Rage is going to be playing Yeezus theme tracks all night long. It's going to be fantastic. We got the leak, and he memorized the entire thing. Why don't you ready to play this?
Yeah.
What Yeezus song are you going to play? You don't know one song from that record. He's going to play, you want to play New Slaves?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Machine Against the Raves with his interpretation of New Slaves by Kanye West on the record Yeezus. Sorry, that at least we have to be self-realized. That was not a good monologue at all. What I wanted to say was, I don't even know what the fuck I wanted to say. My head's been an entire clusterfuck. I got that Yeezus leak. I'm just so excited. I listened to it three times. I've had the record for 4 hours. I listened to it three times. It's not even a good. It's Pretty Hate Machine Part 2. You guys like Nine Inch Nails, but you got confidence? You'll love Yeezus. That's what that's about. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, she's a very fantastic woman. We play around with a new Yeezus track, is that right? Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Holly Simmons, everybody. Holly, the stage is yours. Take a seat.
Thank you.
Holly, you are the lifestyle editor for the Washington Post Express in Fashion Washington.
Yes.
This is correct.
Correct.
Have you heard the new Kanye West record?
Yes.
You have.
Of course I have. Perf.
It came out 4 hours ago.
Well, I've been listening to a few tracks that leaked way in advance.
Yeah, what do you think?
It's okay. It's not very cohesive.
Yeah. Why does that matter?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
That's right.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. I love the New Slave song.
You're okay. For the listener at home, this is a white woman saying that. I'd like to point that out. Now, Kanye likes to wear kilts.
He does.
You are a fashion editor. Do you approve of this fashion decision?
I approve of anything Kanye does, honestly.
We're becoming best friends. What do you think of Kim Kardashian?
Hater.
Why?
Because she has Kanye.
So it's purely out of jealousy. It could be any woman in the world who's ever with Kanye. You're not a fan. You don't like Amber Rose.
No, I love her. See, because he was with her when he produced all those amazing songs. And I think Kim is distracting him from making really good music.
This is really good music. Did you not like Cruel Summer?
No.
Why?
There was a few songs that I liked.
Yeah.
Maybe I did like it.
Maybe you did. Maybe that record changed your life. Now, how do you think Yeezus is going to change your life? By the way, this is everything I'm talking about is very important to both your life, my life.
Correct.
And the Zeitgeist, which is referenced in Yeezus, Zeitgeist, everybody. Check out Zeitgeist, the Smashing Pumpkins reunion album. Okay, going back to Holly. Wait, why are people covering their faces in shame once I mention the Smashing Pumpkins first reunion record? You're not in the band. I mean, you could have been in the band. We all could have been in the band. We're not. Hey, back off. Back off. Pat Walsh being classic Pat Walsh. Okay, Holly.
Yes.
How is Yeezus going to change your life?
It's hard to answer because he already has.
Yeah, isn't he?
So I feel like hopefully I can grow with him on this album. I feel like he's changed me with his other albums, and hopefully I'm at the same point with him right now that we can.
You don't have to say this if you're uncomfortable, but how old are you?
I'm 20. That's funny you ask because I forgot recently.
That's a good sign.
I think I'm 28.
What's I'm your birthday?
March 23rd, 1985.
Does that math work out? Yep. That math works.
I passed my license around to my coworkers, and I was like, I can't remember how old I am. Like, what is this?
You should Google it. No, I'm sorry. Bing it, everybody. Bing.com. Check out Bing.com. It's the official sponsor of NBC. Bing.com. Give it up for Bing.com, everybody. Bing.com. Yeah, they are sponsors. Give it up for Bing. We're living in a Bing universe. Just Bing it. What's your favorite aspect of Bing?
I saw a commercial once for it.
You saw a commercial once for it. Do you remember the music in the commercial?
No.
Probably because it wasn't Kanye. One of the reasons you're on the show is that because you also do this. I like how we've talked about nothing you actually do. You do this thing for Bryce Young Thing. It's called Hands On with Holly.
Yes.
What is that?
So I love to craft. I write for work, but at the end of the day, I like to come home and I sew and I knit. Mm-hmm. So a friend of mine at BYT said, hey, why don't you do some sort of do-it-yourself project for BYT? And they photographed me making a pillow.
Yes.
Out of an old oil painting.
And you've also done, haven't you done the jean jacket one as well?
Yes.
Yeah, the denim jacket.
Yes.
What would you make for Kanye?
Denim leather kilt.
That's a good idea. Now, that's two different fabrics.
It is.
Fan of that? You like mixing fibers like
course,
that?
Of course, yes.
Okay, good. Yes. Now, judge my looks. Go.
I don't want to do this.
I do want to do this. It's an audio podcast. Feel free to lie.
You look great.
Nope, that's not helping. You need to attack me and make me feel like I'm not a good man, and then I'll create art as good as Yeezus.
I would have to be Kim Kardashian for that.
Why don't you like Kim, honestly?
I don't like her.
I like her a lot. She's a nice lady. She's a nice lady. Okay. What do you think I'm doing wrong? Because there's so many things. Let's just focus on one of them.
Right now. You're doing great.
No, I'm not. We could all hear the silence. Don't worry about it. Your pants look fantastic.
Thank you.
You're wearing jean bell bottoms, and these are some 1980s pumps, flats. What are those?
You're good. Those are exactly what those are, yeah.
The pump 80s. Flats?
They're from the 80s.
They're from the 80s. Yeah, I got a decade, that. Right? Yeah. That's pretty good. Your jeans are very stylish.
Thank you.
How would you describe your top?
see-through, I thought, before
it's
I got here.
It's very dark in here.
You know, thank God.
Your glasses are neat.
Thank you.
Do you need them?
Yes. I'm legally blind without my glasses.
Oh, that's not good. Do you drive at night?
I do.
You shouldn't.
I really shouldn't.
And you're going to hurt someone.
So I just got a...
Kanye was in a car accident.
He was. And you know what?
Through the wire, I heard about it.
I had my mouth wired shut.
You had your mouth wired
yes.
shut? Wow. Why?
So I was getting my belly button pierced.
Why? Did you do it because Dave Navarro has his belly button pierced? And he's a cool guy?
It's because I'm from New Jersey.
Kanye lived in New Jersey. He moved from Chicago to Jersey to produce beats.
That's true.
Is that why you lived in Jersey?
No, I just was born there. I had no
choice. Oh, you're born there.
But so
Kanye made it a journey. What's your journey?
Oh, God.
This. Is this how you think it would go? Is this like, I'm going to go to a podcast and he's going to talk about Kanye for 8 minutes?
No, this is my dream. You don't understand.
You have a very interesting dream. What are some of your other dreams? How many hours of sleep do you get every night?
7.
That's a good amount for a 28, possibly 27 or 29, based on the math. We can't figure it out. That's a healthy amount of sleep. It's not too much. It's not too little. So do you go through about 4 dream cycles a night?
I don't dream as much as I wish.
Oh, why? Do you have an alcohol problem? Because that's what happens to me. You can't dream as much because I have all this alcohol in my system.
No, but recently I learned that if you sleep with your head at the foot of the bed, then you're more likely to have dreams. So I've been switching my sleep patterns for a few weeks. And
that doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it. Dreams don't make any sense. I don't get
no,
any
No, dreams do make sense. You like that Cranberry song, Dreams?
I love that song.
It's a pretty good song.
I think we have very similar tastes in music.
Do you like Irish bands?
No.
Take it back. Apologize to the Cranberries.
No, I like the Cranberries.
Apologize to them.
For what?
You just said you don't like Irish bands.
Okay, I'm sorry, Cranberries.
That's right, you are. Why am I doing this? Jesus Christ. You're a very talented woman. You like know about culture. It's really dark. Oh, I got the flash on. Good job, me. You write about interesting stuff, and all I'm talking about is bullshit.
I love the bullshit. Let's talk more about what
all right, whatever.
You want to talk
Washington
about.
Washington Post Express. Like, how'd you get that gig? That's a pretty dream gig.
Yeah, it was fun. I was living in Brooklyn, hating it.
Why'd you hate Brooklyn?
Because... It wasn't a good fit. And I lived in this area right north of Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. And I was walking through McCarran Park one day, mm-hmm. which is like this
name dropper.
I'm just okay.
Sorry.
So,
it's fucking stupid. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So I was walking through McCarran Park and I saw a guy shirtless with suspenders.
Good bod?
What? I don't remember.
What?
So he had suspenders
yes.
tattooed onto his chest. And I literally went home, went on Media Bistro, found a job, and left 2 weeks later. That was literally how I got my current job.
I just got jobs so I would pay rent. Yours is like... Great.
I do not have my job to pay anything. It's not.
Are you homeless?
Almost.
But not almost. You have a home. Don't clap for that. That's horrible. We don't want anyone to be homeless. We want you to.
No, I have a home. I
where
live
do you
home.
Live?
I live in Mount Pleasant.
Oh, I live in Mount Pleasant.
Do you really where?
You know where the zoo is?
That's Cleveland Park.
Nope, behind it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, gotcha.
Got it.
I'm part of the Gotcha Media. Are you part of the Gotcha Media?
No.
Why not?
Because
do you not like getting things?
I like sharing people's stories. That's
so
kind
you're
of
a
what
hippie.
I do.
You're a hippie of stories.
Sure, yeah.
What are some of the stories you like to share?
For work or pleasure?
Both. Ooh, for play.
No, well, right now I'm working on the men's summer style story.
That's what I want to talk about.
We don't have to, though.
Don't you like what you do?
I do, yeah. But
well, give me some tips.
Tips?
Yeah.
I don't know. You look fine. You look comfortable. You look like...
I don't want to... Comfortable is just another word for fat. You look fat, you fat fuck. You comfy fat fuck. Why'd you say all those horrible things about me? Yeah. I would like to read a transcript of this interview. Just fucking figure it out, guys. I think we're doing a Herald.
A what?
No, don't worry about it. You're not very good at the Herald if you have to ask what that is. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what you said.
Perfect. I don't know what I've been saying. Here's the thing. I think this is what happened. I got the new Yeezus.
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to save Yeezus for a run. I go on a run.
Oh.
I'm all fucking pumped up. I'm hearing about guys fisting in soy sauce. I'm loving it. By the way, trademark Justin Timberlake. He writes all his songs for McDonald's. Loving it. He's a piece of shit. Moving on. Yeezus. Yeezus said that. It's in the new record. So I don't think I had enough to eat and or drink. And then I just had 8 cups of coffee in a row.
Oh, my goodness.
And now I'm talking to a nice lady on stage.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in a weird place.
I'm in such a weird place, too.
Why are you in a weird place?
I was really nervous.
Why?
I don't do, like, public in front of people things.
This is the most public thing you might ever do.
It really is.
Yeah.
I write behind a computer all day.
Yeah. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, but so it's just... So I maybe did a couple shots and...
You did a couple shots?
A couple.
What kind of alcohol did you put in your body?
Bourbon.
Oh, I like bourbon. Yeah. Bourbon's fun. You know, I think you're friends with Fiona.
Yes.
Yeah, she did the show and she put a bunch of shots of bourbon in her body too.
That's where I get it.
That's pretty great. So yeah. I think the moral of this whole show is if you want to meet interesting people that have writing gigs, you put shots of bourbon in your body and you come here and you hang out and you hear some asshole talk about Yeezus for 20 minutes. It's a pretty good thing.
I agree.
We should plug your stuff.
I don't. It's
or
okay.
Not. Don't read anything you write. Is that what you wanted to plug?
No, you can read what I write, but it's...
Are you going to write about Yeezus?
It's not really what I cover.
Make it what you cover. Do this
that's
fashion of Kanye.
That's a really
good
point.
How Kanye would dress this summer.
That's a great
black
idea.
Black tees. He likes black tees and black jeans right now. That's the era.
Yeah.
Watch the Throne was all kilts.
And goofy sneakers.
Hey, they're not goofy.
They're goofy.
They're great. The Yeezy jumped over the jump, man. Did anybody... Thank you. Give it up. No one listened to that record? That's a great record.
Over the Jump?
Oh, no. Yeezy had shoes for Nike.
Okay.
Those were called the Yeezys. They sold more than the Jordans, the Jumpmans. Yeezy jumped over the Jumpman.
Got it.
Yeah.
Did you read the New York Times
interview? I loved it.
Obviously.
I loved it.
You know, I loved the part where he said that he makes Christmas presents.
He does. He's making beautiful, beautiful art for the kids.
Yeah.
Kanye's for the kids. Thanks for doing this.
Of course.
It got weird.
That's okay.
It started weird, though.
That's all right. I wish I'd been on time. I apologize about
things
that.
Happen. Don't follow her. Follow you on Twitter or anything.
Yeah, don't read anything I write. Don't
Perfect.
Follow me.
All right, cool. Machine Against the Rage. Will you cue up your next Yeezus track? Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Holly Simmons, everybody. Holly. Ooh, I like that track. That's a very good track on the new album, Yeezus. Comes out on Tuesday. Produced by Rick Rubin of Dixie Chicks fame. Coming to the stage is a very funny man whose name I can say into a microphone. Song's not over. I'm sorry. I don't want to step on your art. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Mr. Matty Litwick, everybody. Matty, the stage is yours.
Thank you. My name is Matty. You can call me literally anything else because I hate it. So I didn't pick it. My parents gave me the name. It's not real. They made it up. I'm going to tell you this story. People don't often believe that this is true. This is where my name comes from. When I was like 14, I asked my parents, why did you call me Matty? And they were like, oh, we just named you after your Uncle Martin. That's what everybody called him. And then I was like, isn't our family from Boston? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, I think they were calling him Marty. It's Marty. You guys built a Boston accent into my name. You're the worst parents ever. Now I'm destined to live my life like a douchebag. Yeah, there's a lot of Boston people in here. That's what's happened. It's the worst part is, because it's not a real name, they didn't know how to spell it. So they just went with Matty, which is already a name. It's Matty. It's typically a nickname for Matthew. I'm pretty sure it's why I don't have a job right now. Because people look at my resume and they're like, Matty, that's pretty unprofessional. You can't just jump to nicknames right off the bat. You have to be with our company for like 6 months before you get a nickname. That's our policy over Names Associated, which is where I'd like to apply. So, are there any vegans here right now? Okay. All right. I'm only going to offend one person. All right. This whole last week, I've had a vegan friend who's been trying to recruit me into his food cult. He gave me this pamphlet with all these vegan facts, and it was like, why would you eat a steak when you can eat 32 apricots? And I was like, that's too many apricots. I don't want to eat that many. Like, the point was, if you're vegan, you can eat, like, way more food, but it defeats the purpose of a steak, which is, like, a nice meal. Like, nobody's ever been like, oh, sweetie, anniversary this weekend. You know what we should do? Eat a barrel of apricots till we poop ourselves. Happy anniversary. I don't even know where it ends. Like, why would you eat 32 apricots when you can eat 4,000 blueberries or a million poppy seeds? I kind of agreed with him a little bit. So I was like, hey, maybe I'll just be a vegetarian because I still like dairy. And then he's like, oh, so you don't want to kill animals, but you're okay raping cows for their milk? And I was like, well, there's your problem. That's not how you milk a cow. I think you'll find if you're doing it correctly, you don't have to do that. I don't know who told you that's how you milk a cow. I'd stay away from him because he is a naughty farmer. Naughty. Nice scooter helmets. Like, you gotta keep the noggin sharp. I believe I'm a scientist. Oh, I used to be, so you can take my word. I used to be a physicist, and then I retired. I'm a retired scientist, and now I do comedy. It's a little bit weird. I have to be careful because I find that a lot of times people just believe what I say because, like, the scientific authority. Like, a friend of mine asked me, like, oh, how come people who do meth lose their teeth? And then as a joke, I was like, oh, that's because meth is loaded with sugar. Expecting him to be like, oh, shut up, dude. But instead, he was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then in my head, I was like, oh, man, I have superpowers. Let's see how far I can go with this. I was like, yeah, meth is loaded with sugar. That's why kids like it so much. In fact, the original recipe for Lucky Charms, the marshmallows, were pure crystal meth. That's why the leprechaun was always afraid of people getting his Lucky Charm. It was a meth-induced paranoia. He's not even a real leprechaun. He's just a guy named Terry from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I recently got out of a relationship. And I was very sad because I was pretty invested. Like, I had just bought a 12-pack of condoms. And you might be like, whatever, use them on the next girl. It's not that simple because I live with my parents right now, and they're super religious, so I can't leave condoms lying around. So I've had to carry 12 condoms with me everywhere. They don't even fit in my pot. I have to carry a backpack for my condoms, which it's like next time I hook up with a girl, I'm going to look like some kind of weirdo. Well, first, I have to convince her to hook up with me while wearing a backpack. I'm just like, oh, I'm a DJ. But then once we're like going to do it, she'll be like, oh, do you have a condom? And I'll be like, oh, you want a condom? I've got condoms. Let me just reach into the condom section of my backpack. And then, you know, condoms come attached, so I'm going to look like a magician when I'm pulling them out. Just like, whoa, condom party. And she'll be like, well, how many times do you think we're going to do it? And I'll be like, I don't know. My record's 2. But records were made to be approached. I got paid in condoms once. That was weird. It was a sex ed conference, and I was hosting it. And they were like, sorry, we don't have any money. Here's 40 condoms. And I was like, can you guys please give me something I can use? Even Monopoly money. I play Monopoly more often at this point, which is probably part of the issue. Because girls come over and they're like, oh, why don't I slip into something more comfortable? And I'm like, and I will be the banker. So you do your thing and I'll set up the board. I was homeschooled as a kid, which, why are you laughing? That should be a surprise to you. I'm a very well-adjusted human. But then my family moved to D.C. when I was in, like, third grade, and I, like, had troubles adjusting because I wasn't used to it. Like, the first week, the teacher was like, oh, like, this Friday is current events, which means you go home, you read a newspaper article, summarize it for the class. So I went home. I read an obituary, and then I summarized it for the class. It's probably the saddest thing that can happen to you after you die is having an 8-year-old summarize the summary of your life. I did not do this guy justice. It was like 3 sentences. I was just like, Melvin Jones was a plumber. He fixed a lot of showers and toilets. He's dead. And then the teacher pulled me aside after and was like, hey, like, just so you know, in the future, like an obituary is not really like an event. And I was like, it was to his family. I don't think they describe that night as uneventful. Like his son's like calls up to my, oh, hey, mom, how's it going? Anything happened today? She's like, no, not really. Oh, can I talk to dad? No, not really. But because she had this little lecture with me in private, she didn't realize that I had inspired another student. Just a freaky little third grader who was like, whoa, I didn't know I could write about dead people. This makes current events my favorite class. So this kid comes in the next week, and he's just like, a babysitter killed a baby? And the teacher's like, okay, you're done. You're done. You're done. Class, there's no more death stuff. And we're all sitting there, third graders, like, hey, can you let him finish? Like, whose babysitter was that? We're all third graders. We all have one. That's the most relevant current event star situation. Fuck the space program. Whose babysitter was that? Was that Sammy's babysitter? We haven't seen Sammy for like a week. Is Sammy dead? And then one kid's like, hey, if Sammy's dead, can I read his obituary? All right, guys. I appreciate you listening to my jokes. Now I'm going to back up and sit down in a chair. So,
yeah. My Lewick, everybody. Good set.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you have a job?
Actually, I should be honest. I just got a job today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What kind of job?
It's like a temp. It's a temp job at like an engineering firm. So, yeah.
Give it up for
Thank
temporary
you.
Work.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys. Give it up. Have you heard the new Kanye record?
I've heard his rendition. I really enjoyed it.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah. I like what you were doing with it. Yeah, you should put that on, what's that website? The mixtape website.
Facebook.
No, the PIF.
MySpace.
What's the free mixtape? DatPiff. Put it on DatPiff.
Plays for friends. Okay.
It's free mixtapes. You guys should check it out. You seem like a mixtape crowd.
Good plug.
Yeah. What? What do you say?
I'm losing my fucking shit tonight, man. It's not going well. You were good. Thanks for being good.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You could have been bad.
It's always delightful.
It could have been real bad if you were bad. You had a lot right on that.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm glad you didn't tell me that.
Really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you thinking about right now?
I'm just thinking about what they're thinking about.
Oh, don't do that. There's too many heads in the room.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Out. Yeah. You think that's what Kanye feels like when he goes into an arena?
Yeah.
Like, what are all these people thinking about?
Yeah.
Him. Yeah, it's him. He's pretty cool.
Can't tell me nothing.
That's right. That's a reference. That's a reference. Did you reference that? Because in the video, of it's Will Oldham and Zach Galifianakis, and they have beards, and you have a beard?
Absolutely. That's why I did that.
That's right. What a beard. You like having a beard?
Yeah, you know there's an organization, called the Beard Liberation Front.
Liberating from what?
They are a lobbying group that fights discrimination against bearded people in the workplace. And you guys should check it out. I think it's a really charitable organization. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. This is the beginning right here. What? The Million Beard March starts right now.
That means something else. What do you... I'm going to put that at the top of the show. What's the web... We got to plug that website. You go to bing.com and you search beard
Oh, Beard Liberation Front.
Bing.com/beardliberationfront.
That'll give you the right one. Google is going to give you the other one.
That's stupid. Yeah. That site's stupid. Yeah, that's Google, for stupid people.
Google sucks.
Google's for suckers. But Bing is where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bing that shit.
Here's what went wrong tonight. I was excited about this show. Whenever I'm excited about a show, I do horrible. Whenever I'm like, I don't give a shit. Those are great shows, but I like our musical guest a lot. And I like our guest a lot.
Yeah.
And you're a last-minute replacement.
Oh, you don't have to tell them that.
Oh, don't worry about it. And you fucking kicked ass. And I think that's why you did so well. Because you were a last-minute replacement. Did you ever see that movie, The Replacements?
The Replacements?
Yeah.
No.
Did you hear that the band The Replacements are getting back together?
No.
They are.
I like the Cranberries.
Give it up for guys needing money and health insurance, yeah. Everybody. The Replacements are playing a handful of shows. It's cool. You like the Replacements?
No, I like the Cranberries.
Good job. That's a good callback.
Absolutely.
Let's plug some stuff.
Okay. Twitter. It's a good site.
Bing.com/Twitter.
On Twitter, right? Okay, because I changed my handle while I was looking for a job, so. It's like my name on Twitter is as many dashes as you can put. And then my Twitter handle is lots of dashes. So you
wait,
guys.
Your handle is spelled out lots of dashes?
Yes. And my name is
awesome.
All the dashes. Just keep typing dashes until you get there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm pretty proud of that one.
You should be proud of that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Man, you're like a new media guy. You're like changing media.
Yeah, because names are out on the internet.
It's about dashes.
Yeah, you got to go with symbols.
Man, you're
Prince was there, but before the internet. Now this is the age of Prince, but on the internet.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a new keyboard just to find me on the internet. You know what I'm saying? You need a custom keyboard, symbols that don't even exist on the ASCII layout.
All right, we're done. see him whenever. He's got a gig like every night.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're funny.
Thank you.
Play him off, Machine Against the Rage. All right, we were joking that he's like playing Kanye songs the whole night. But it sounds a hell of a lot like the new Kanye record. Like, a lot. Let's see if it plays. That's the first 10 seconds of the record. Like, that's what it sounds. We nailed it. We fucking nailed it. We got a Yeezus tribute set before it came out. God damn it, this is awesome. Let's get Edie up here. Edie Sedgwick is going to perform some tunes. The guy on the guitar, his name is Ian Graham, and he's in a great band, Lenorable. You should check them out. Bing.com, Lenorable. Here's the problem. Come up here, sir and ma'am. Please sit for a quick second before you actually play. I want to just ask one question. Fuck Ian. Ian, hurry up. Jesus Christ. I like you. We have a thing. We have a thing going on. It's great. Here you go, Justin. Take this for one quick second.
Yeah, hello.
Justin, I would just like to apologize to you for the show being not as good as I would have liked it to be.
You know, probably the first rule of having a good show is not saying how bad it is constantly.
Oh, no,
I didn't think the show was that bad.
Oh, no, fuck that. No,
Hey, all right. Let's hear it. Let's hear it for the show tonight.
No, here's the thing. You guys
there you
are
go.
Great.
There you go.
You guys are great. I like the record, the newest record, which is on Discord, which is neat to say into a microphone. It's true. You're on Discord. You make great music. You have a great live show. You guys wear white when you perform. You actually dress up like you care. It's amazing.
Well, thanks.
That's it. And I'm excited to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for that.
That's it.
We're excited to play.
I'm very excited to see this.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Wonderland used to be a bar called Knob Hill. a bar for African American gay men. It's a very important place, an important part of the community. And this song's about that bar. Are you ready? Sit down.
Can't he be killed by silver bullet? true history. It
smells like shit to me.
Fuck your made up history. It
smells like shit to me.
We need some new shit to kill this old shit. Some fresh, tight, new shit. Not chopped and screwed shit. We need some new shit to kill this.
Thank you.